I'm new done.
A song by Naura Ayu. Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Have the listening.
Thank you.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Kasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live digital broadcast, live radio broadcast, music links, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Share the story of the day or any other story that you could share today to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. We are also available on WhatsApp +62821238123130, +62821238123130. And you can also send your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Later, listener, at about 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time, which means less than 4 hours from now, you can listen or even watch a special interview on the Indonesia's newly launched sovereign wealth fund called Danantara. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
Like
Hundreds of regional heads have joined retreat in Magelang, Central Java, Indonesia. The retreat is considered to have and provide positive impacts for the regional leaders. How important is it for those and what are the goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of the Indonesian Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
Well, yeah, there are actually three main purposes, yeah. The first one is to strengthen, yeah, the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, you know, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, yeah, that our existing problems today require collaboration between subnational governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the subnational leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat here, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the 2 days retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom-up, yeah? Instead of top-down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top-down. And today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom-up.
Listener, for more details on the interview, check out VOI Talk, How Important is Retreat in Magelang on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia.
Located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Hujan December yang lalu.
That's the sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Japanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu tentunya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional arts, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Basic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art Ravanas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Thich Nhat, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
According to Bhakti Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakawin itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Taufik hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ada generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Regional leaders urged to adapt to job creation challenges. Ministry starts providing milk from cooperatives. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, has urged regional leaders to adapt to current challenges, especially those related to job creation, without delay. Regional leaders must create jobs and leverage programs initiated by the central government, such as the development of special economic zones, which can generate employment and low-interest rate people's business credit. He made the statement released by the ministry on Tuesday. Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives has started to distribute pasteurized milk produced by cooperatives to support the government's free nutritious meals program and improve the welfare of farmers. Trials for milk distribution were earlier carried out by the ministry in Jakarta, West Java, and East Java in cooperation with 5 milk producer cooperatives. In a statement issued on Tuesday, Cooperatives Minister Budi Ari Setiadi informed in the initial stage about 2,000 liters of pasteurized milk will be distributed through 5 nutritional fulfillment service units to about 10,000 students in 27 schools and Islamic schools. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.